USA News Update. President Biden has signed legislation to raise the debt ceiling and avert a federal default. Biden formally signed the bill behind closed doors at the White House on Saturday, just days before the Treasury Department warned it would run out of money to pay the nation's bills. Nearly 300 people were killed and more than 1,100 were injured when two passenger trains derailed Friday in eastern India. The Prime Minister toured the crash site on Saturday and vowed to punish those responsible for the deadly incident. Public drag shows in Tennessee will not be banned by a federal judge. A U.S. district judge overturned the law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. Tropical Storm Arlene was downgraded to a tropical depression on Saturday. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season saw its wind speeds drop to 35 miles per hour as it traveled in the Gulf of Mexico. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.